Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Storytime with Desi. I am so sorry for such a late upload. We have been really backed up with other personal stuff, me and my crew, and a lot of illnesses has been going around the crew as well, so we have been very delayed, but we are making a steady recovery. I will try to promise to you, our viewers and listeners, that we are trying to fix these problems to get episodes out to you faster and quicker and on time and on schedule. But please be patient with us, as we again are not necessarily completely new to the idea of the podcast now, as we have been doing it for 7-8 months now, but we are still new to this whole podcasting industry, still kind of, I think. I don't know what classifies as still being new. Rookie beginner. I'll put it as that. Rookie beginner. And it's still an amazing thing that we do. I'm still surprised that we've been able to get this far, even though it might not look like it, but we have been able to reach a higher point than what we did have in the beginning when we first started this. And I just want to say that I am so grateful. This is for nothing special at all. I just want to say that I'm grateful that I've been able to do this, that my crew has been able to help me do this, that you, the listeners, have given us the support that we need to be continue doing this, and just the love that we get from you guys just listening to our story, giving us a chance as writers to share our storytelling capabilities to the world, as a lot of writers like us, kids, more or less, we don't really get to be heard. And I find this podcast is an amazing way for us aspiring writers or people that just like to write for fun to share our stories and share them with millions of people across the globe, and just show the talent that we have that most people will overlook. It's just a kid drawing whatever fairy tale that comes to his mind, and it's amazing. It really is. It's fabulous, and I love it. Every single bit of it, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I hope I continue to love it for many years, because I do want to carry on this podcast even after many, many years of doing it. It is something I honestly really do enjoy, and I hope I see myself doing it for the rest of my life. Maybe crew members will come and go, and maybe they'll find other passions, but for me, as the host and creator of this show, I hope I do it for a very, very long time. Now, away from all the sappy stuff, I'm so sorry. So, I know we've said this a few times before, but I'm going to continue saying it until we actually do start posting stuff on there. But if you like what we do and want to see more behind the scenes type footage, a bit more bloopers, concept art, or even a comedic comic once in a while about our stories, then please check us out on Instagram at Storytime with Desi. And again, you can find us on Instagram at Storytime with Desi if you want to look at behind the scenes stuff, concept art, comic strips that are produced by our own crew and stuff. And you can also get notifications about when we upload the episode, so that way you can get a head start and start listening to it as soon as you can. Either you're driving the car, doing the dishes, or even if you're on our Patreon, reading our digital copies of our stories. But yeah, so make sure to check us out. We don't have anything on there yet, as it's still a work in progress, but it is there. If you look for it, you can find us and you can start following us. But you could get a head start right now and be one of the first people to follow us as we continue to build on that idea and eventually start posting up stuff there on our Instagram. Now, anyways, enough talking. You heard me talk enough for the past, 8 months. Now, let's get on with Chapter 12. Of Metal Plague. New Wonders. Lewis, please let me go. I have to go back for Nova, I shout, pounding the sides of my fist against Lewis's back, struggling to loosen his grip, though he never releases his grip. He kept running, and as the smoke and yellow grass disappear, we become surrounded by towering trees with barren branches, while some still have shriveled black leaves dangling by a stem. Looking around me, my heart settles, but it never stops from the events that just occurred. Tears continuously flow down my face as my eyes widen from shock. The trees that we pass by fade, and look at where we just came from. I see Percival with his arm outstretched as Nova falls upon the earth. The ringing of the gunshot echoes and repeated over and over and over again. I hear that blasted rifle echo as it fires and once more takes the life of another person I cared about in my miserable life. Hearing the ringing of the gunshot in my head for the 100th time, it morphs into something softer. The buzzing noise of insects as the beating summer sun beats overhead. The winter cold melts from my body, replaced with the feel of summer heat on my skin. Mother, what's wrong with that bird over there? A young voice echoes through my mind. At first, the voice is but that of a stranger, until I hear another that reminds me that the younger voice is but my own.
I'm not sure. Why don't we go see?
A soft and sweet voice resonates from behind a younger me. The voice trails back to a tall woman. Her wavy black hair matches my own, and her green eyes felt warm and gentle. Mother? The young child ran towards where a small bird was lying among the cool grass. Not moving, the child picks at the poor creature, but no reaction comes from it.
Why won't the bird move, Mother?
The child asks as they remain crouched near the ground beside the fallen animal. The mother gives a grim look to the child and crouches down beside them.
Hugo, I believe that this bird has left this world.
Mother responds as she kneels and starts digging a small hole in the ground. Where did it go, Mother?
Well, you see, Hugo, all living creatures are born into this world to see the wonders that surround us. But once they finish seeing such wonders, they must die to live in a new world and see new wonders.
Mother finishes her explanation as she also finishes digging a small hole. Grabbing the bird, she places the bird in the hole and covers it with dirt, placing a flower over the tiny grave. While perplexed by the thought of death and the explanation that my mother gave me, I can't help but wonder one thing. But isn't death a sad and bad thing, Mother? I ask, perplexed about how someone can just die and how possibly no one would see it as a bad thing.
No. Well, yes, it's sad when someone dies. It's not bad that they do, even though someone's passing is sad. I think it's sadder to see their loved ones watch.
Sitting down on the ground, she crosses her legs and grabs me, placing me in her lap.
But even when they are sad, they're also happy, because they know their loved one gets to see a new kind of world full of wonders.
Will I see those wonders, Mother?
Yes, Hugo. You'll see those wonders. And I'm sure you'll be a wonder yourself.
I look up to see my mother's warm smile, and I feel the warmth from her embracement. The image then fades away as it gets lost in time once more. My eyes see the world around me, cold and dark. My mind can't help but think back to my mother's words about her thoughts of death. Can you see those wonders, Nova? Running past tree after tree, I hear Lewis's tired breathing. Panting, he stops running and places me in goodwill on a nearby tree.
I think we should be all right for now.
Lewis's words come out scattered as he breathes to take in more air. Remaining stunned, I looked up to see Gilbert just as stunned as I. He stares at the ground with wide eyes and his mouth slightly gaped open. Looking towards the other side of me, I see the emptiness of the forest as the trees continue into an infinite abyss. It feels weird since I know why it's so empty. Still, my mind doesn't want to accept why it's empty. Lewis? Where's Nova? My mouth moves without me thinking. I know the answer to my question, but at this moment, these thoughts just feel like they're part of a bad dream where my mind is playing a sick joke.
What?
Lewis is genuinely confused and concerned as his brows narrow and his eyes widen as if he was terrified to speak. Where's Nova, Lewis?
Hugo, Nova's gone.
His voice is trembling and his lips quirked a bit when he mentioned her name. My face is numb to any expressions. I just stand and begin to head back the way we came.
Hugo, where are you going?
Lewis shouts as I begin to walk away from him and Gilbert. I'm going to get Nova. My tone is dull as I continue to walk along the forest floor and leaves crunch under my steps.
You can't do that, Hugo!
Lewis shouts as he walks away from Gilbert to catch up with me. It doesn't take long until he is in front of me and he stands in my way, Gilbert joining us by standing behind me.
Hugo, please, don't go back for Nova.
Why can I go get Nova? She's still there. I have to get her.
You can't get her, Hugo.
Why not?
Because you can't.
Because what, Lewis? Why can I get Nova?
Hugo, Lewis, please. Stop. Let's just go back.
Because you can't, Hugo. She won't be able to come back with us.
Well, why can't she come?
Because she's dead, Hugo!
Lewis grabs my shoulders and shouts in my face. His reaction launched me back to reality as my eyes widen from the sudden reaction. Lewis slowly lowers his head and slumps down to the ground as he holds his grip on my arms. And he begins to quietly sob.
She's dead, Hugo. She's not coming back.
That is all for chapter 12 of Metal Plague. And, okay, this is just a personal note. Wow, that was a very short chapter. After doing like chapter 11 and 12, I'm like, oh wow, that's really short. The first 1,000-word chapter since what, like chapter 7, I believe? Oh my god. Anyways, yeah, that is chapter 12 of Metal Plague. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, I will say, I love doing this. I love sharing my story with you guys. I always find or try to find ways to share my stories with you guys. Or just random people in general, even if it's like friends or family. But I do find this as a way to show my creativity side. As most people that I know, they more or less don't find it amusing. They find it annoying. I mean, just be straightforward. A lot of my cousins find this annoying. But I am grateful to the people and family that do enjoy what I do. and that do actually enjoy me storytelling, because I do really like this. I find it very amusing to see people react to the worlds I create, to be emotionally attached to the characters I create, to see the world that I created develop into something far greater and powerful than what I originally intended it to be. And I absolutely love this. I will say, I find it very amusing. I always find it entertaining to do every single week. And record every other week. I find it amazing. I really do love this. And I hope it is something I do for many, many years to come. And yeah. Before we sign off, I will say, if you like what we do and want to get a bit more content out of it, then check us out on Patreon, where you could get bloopers, you could get early access, you could even get digital copies of the stories in case you want to do a read-along or just read it on your own time and by yourself as you enjoy these summer days that are coming up upon us as we now finally leave winter behind, because I'm sick of the cold. I will be honest with y'all. I'm sick of the cold. I do not do well with the cold. I prefer heat. I know I sound crazy, but I do. I prefer heat because I'm a desert baby. But anyways, check us out on Patreon. We have 3 tiers right now. We might add more later on. We do have 3 tiers so far, ranging from $3 to $9 a month to get bloopers, shoutouts, and other benefits as well. And so, yeah, if you would like to get a bit more extra content out of what we do, and if you like what we do and want to help support us, that is a great way of doing it. It's just supporting us on Patreon, or you can even check us out on our other platforms, which I don't know if I discussed this before on the podcast, but you can find us not just here on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Yes, we do have a YouTube channel, because I found that a lot of people don't know what podcast is, so I put it on YouTube to make it a bit more easier and a bit more accessible to people. If, like, say you're already in YouTube, but you don't want to leave the app, then just look for us there on YouTube and you can find us. So yeah, we're on YouTube, Apple, Google, CastBox, and anywhere else you could get a podcast based practically, yeah. And if you don't really like listening on Spotify, then look for us on there. I think that's about it. But thank you for tuning in this week. Again, I am so sorry for the late update. We will try to better ourselves. Just a lot of things are going on right now with in the school year stuff. So please be patient with us. We are rookie beginners. But I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you guys next week. Alright. I'm your host, Desi, and this is Storytime with Desi. Bye!